traveling the world searching for equestrians of all breeds. The journey starts now on the International Equine Network.
This is Scott Miller from the International Equine Network. We're going to have a potpourri day here. We're going to kind of go over the website, getting ready to do some new things November 1st coming up. Can't wait for that. Getting a little bit excited about it. And today, you know, what we're trying to do is we're trying to get equestrians from all breeds to our website. And what we're trying to do here is we're trying to help promote, you know, the equine industry of all breeds. And we're looking for companies like feed companies, transportation companies. You know, we're looking for everybody involved in the equine industry, no matter how little or how big you are. You know, we want to get you here on the International Equine Network. And, for example, today, we have auction day two of the October Sport Horse performance sale. It's going on now live on our network, and it's really interesting. It's coming out of Europe, and so we're excited about things like that. We've got a good partnership with them to broadcast their sales here in the United States, even though we're a small company. You know, we're just trying to make it better for the equestrians to get their product out there. And so it's kind of exciting, you know, to see these different countries and different breeds doing what they're doing. You know, we got today, we also got the Kentucky October yearling sale at Keeneland. And let me tell you, those sales at Keeneland are going right through the roof. It's just unbelievable how they're doing and what they're doing, you know, at the sales rings. And so we're kind of excited about, you know, things like that. You know, even though it's a, well, you can view it on many different avenues, you know, we're just trying to get it up and get it going, you know, for us here. We have Keeneland. We got races from Keeneland live today, which is exciting. It's America's Day at the Races. And, you know, so if you go to our website, you can click on enlarge and make the whole screen live races from Keeneland. Right now, they're getting ready to run race number two. You're looking at probably 4 minutes to post time there at Keeneland. It's a good race. It's unbelievable, you know, that what we're doing here. We've kind of hit on something, and now we're trying to make it better, you know, by going bigger. And that's what we're doing here at International Equine Network. You know, we're hoping to have people call into the shows, tell us about what they're doing, you know, what product they have, what farm they're at. On our Chuck Wagon show, you can call in and give us a recipe for equestrians. You know, that's a popular part of our programming. And let people know what you eat out at you know, the horse shows and the races and everything. And so it's getting kind of, you know, exciting now here at International Equine Network. One of the things that we have on here, we have the 2021 Gold Cup Final from Wellington, Florida. And what I like about this one is we've got drones flying over the polo match. And you can see it from, you know, the top view because the polo field's fairly large. And so, you know, it's a good thing to watch. I tune in and watch the international polo. One of the things that we got coming up here soon is the Breeders' Crown for the standard bred industry. You'll be able to see that here on International Equine Network. And that's this weekend, October 29th and 30th. They have a lot of good horses in there. In fact, from our farm here at Sunshine Meadows, we've got 12 entries for the Breeders' Crown Day. And so that's exciting, you know, to see what they're going to be doing, you know, how they finish and how they go. And then we also have the Breeders' Cup coming up here in the United States. That's coming up a week from this Saturday and Sunday. And so that's a good card there. It's a full field, international field. It's really, really good. And that's what we're trying to do here at Sunshine Meadows, is get our big horses from the standardbred industry out there. We've got a lot of excellent show horses that have come to visit with us this year. And we're excited because we got a good contingency from France and Europe that'll be here with us to ride here in Wellington and to ride at the World Equestrian Center in Ocala. So we're excited about, you know, about that event that we're having. And that's going to go from the 1st of November all the way until May. With shows every weekend, and you can turn in here on International Equine Network and watch them. And one of the fun things that we like about here at Sunshine Meadows is our show horse people are having a Halloween show. And that's this Saturday from 10 to 12. And come on out. It's a free event to visit and see what they look like. Last year they had a bride and groom. They had Superman. And these horses are really just so interesting to watch because they're really not minding what they're doing. and that's what I like about what we do here is we have a good time. It's all family oriented. And, you know, we hope that you come out and visit with us at Sunshine Meadows in Delray Beach, Florida. And also, but like I said, we have a lot of things going on here on the International Equine Network. For example, we'll just start going down the list here. We have the October Sport Horse Performance Sale that I just told you about. That's today. That's a live auction. You can see how these horses move and how they go. It's a good auction, and it gives a kind of a consensus of what the horse industry is about. A lot of money is being spent for these horses, and some of them were going into the millions. And, you know, it's just unbelievable how the economy has snapped back from the pandemic. It's a full-blown horse racing, horse showing, you name it. They got it, and it's going on. And that's what we're trying to get people to understand, that the horse industry is a part of our economy. It's a part of the economy all around the world. In Europe, for example, just about every farm you see in Europe has a family oriented. You know, they started the farm years ago and they're still operating them. And so, and it's pretty much like that here in the United States. Just about everybody that's in the horse business grew up in the horse business. And that's what we're trying to get across to, you know, our listeners is give us a call and let us know what you, you know, what you're doing with your equine industry place. Just let us know. For example, I'll give you a good thing on our website is we have a company called West River Ranch Resort. It's in here in Florida, and it's unbelievable. They have rodeos. You name it, they've got it. And you can go camping. You can travel to all the different things that they have there. And it's just really, you know, unique, a unique thing that they're doing. And you don't see these kind of places too often, you know. So that's what we're trying to tell people, that they may be crowded, call in advance to the different facilities that you see on our website. You can link right to them and go to them, and it's really, really, really pretty good. That West River Ranch I like because they have a little bit of everything. They've got trails to ride. They've got camping. They've got cattle. You name it, they have it there. It's just amazing facility that they have. They've got big buffalo there that you can go and see. They got all kinds of animals that they have. You can go up, get in close to them, actually pet them, feed them, you know, treats and everything. They've got emus there. I don't know if many people in the horse business have seen emus, but they're there. They got long, longhorn cattle there. They got the buffalo. They have rodeos on Saturday nights. You know, it's just amazing to go out and see you know, the rodeo and get up close with the horses. And I'm telling you, it's something to see. It's just a great place to watch the rodeo, go fishing, go camping. And then they've got the big hotels that they have there. You know, they got the River Ranch Saloon, which is nice. They got live music there. And, you know, I just can't emphasize enough to go out and learn how to dance and you know, and participate. That's the way you can physically participate instead of being just like when you go to the racetrack and you're just you know, a spectator. Here at River Ranch, they've got, you name it, they've got it there. They've got that rodeo arena, horseback riding, petting zoo, rail cars. They got even got a post office there. It's a great facility to go to. Their general store has a little bit of everything, and you can get a lot of good souvenirs in there. What I like the most there is they got good ice cream, and I really get into that. And that's why I gained so much weight here recently. But you know, we have that. We have our Camping World 2021. It's RVing across the United States, and right now they're telling on our program there, they're telling you how to buy an RV, what to look for. And the great thing about Camping World and the people that we're sending to, they'll teach you about the RV. They'll teach you, you know, how to back up, how to drive, how to work the cameras, how to change the butane over to electric. You know, it's really a good segment on there. And it gives you an interest in camping. And even if you don't like camping, it's something new to see all these million-dollar RVs, and you can get down to the $10,000 RVs. And so it's a good project to, you know, to look at that we're doing, you know, here at IEN. Going back to the chuck wagon aspect of it, you know, I really do like that, because what they do is it's a hands-on, step-by-step video of how to, for example, how to make a breakfast for your slow cooker. And that's important to, you know, the horsemen, because they can get up right in the morning, get dressed, get ready for to go out for training or for an event, and their breakfast is already cooked. It's hot, ready to go. And so those are the kind of things that we're trying to get here, you know, on IEM. About all the different disciplines and, you know, all the different things that we're doing. You know, we have rodeo events on Quarter Time Live, which is really good. We have all kinds of different things that we're doing here. For example, like we've chose domestic and international banking from Bank America. They're pretty good. And, you know, there's always a Bank America somewhere where you're at. Then we have our Weather Channel here that we've linked up with Weather Channel. And you can go into anywhere in the world on Weather Channel and find out what the conditions are going to be like from here to, you know, wherever you're going to. And that's one of the things that we're doing, again, and I must reiterate, is that we're trying to supply the horsemen with any and everything they need in their business, so they can get on their computer at the races or at the shows or at the sales, and they can come to IEN and find out what all they need to know about everything that that we're doing here. So that's you know, an exciting aspect of what we do here. But now we're in need of participants on IEN. And what I mean by that is we need to have people call us and tell us, you know, exactly what's going on with their equine endeavor. And we're starting to get excited about a lot of different things that we're having here. One of the things that tags along with our chuck wagon show and the cooking is a company called Chip.com. And they ship groceries and they ship things from office supply companies, all different kinds. Every area has a different area of services that they provide for SHIP. And what I like about it is you can drive it right to your barn, right to your farm, right to your house, right to your hotel. They'll take you right there. And anybody that calls in this week or next week, we will give them a free year's membership to SHIP.com. And, you know, it's great. You know, equestrians, your time is important. You need to shop. You have your shopping delivered to your home, your barn, your showgrounds. Go to www.shipt.com, and you can place your order there. And they usually deliver between an hour and 2 hours. They're really good about it when they deliver. And then one of the most important things that I've got to, you know, tell the horse industry about, and all of our listeners, and, you know, anybody that might want to need on our website, is we have MapQuest. And what I like about it, MapQuest will take you anywhere in the world, and they'll provide you with the right directions. And most importantly on there, you can find out if those roads are truck accessible. I've traveled thousands of miles over the years in the business, and you don't know how many times that I've gone into go to a farm, and I get into highway, interstate, you know, local access, and all of a sudden there's a bridge there that I can't cross. You know, there's accident somewhere I can't go. And that's what I like about MapQuest. It tells you all those things that you need to know when you're traveling with your horses across the country and, you know, to the shows. And they do local, national, and international, you know, services. And then one of the things that we like to do along with our RV show on there, there's a company called Equestrian RVing. It's the Good Sam Club. And what I like about it is if you join up with the Good Sam Club, it will give you everything you need about showgrounds, camping grounds, service capabilities. They name everything. If you run out of gas, they can tell you where you can get the gas closest to your location. If you need a hotel, they'll tell you. You know, if you need a repair, they'll tell you, and they'll get you in the right direction. So, you know, that's another thing here, you know, that we have to help the equestrians in our industry. We have equine insurance on our website. If you need to insure your horse, which it's a good thing to do, you know, you can go there and you can go to www.kcastle.com. One of the best insurance companies in the equine industry. And just tell Kay you heard about it on IEN, and they will work with you and get you in the right direction and cover you from everything from farm insurance to you name it, car insurance, truck insurance, trailer insurance, horse insurance. You know, they have it all there. Liability, workman's comp, they carry it all. And they're a good company to work with, and that's why we like having them on our website. And then we go to horse transportation. And this is, boy, oh, boy, let me tell you, I did this for 20 years, and I've logged over 1 million miles in the air and over 1 million miles on the ground. And I've seen it and been there and done that. And the company that I like the best is Creech Horse Transportation. Yeah, if you're buying at the sale, and I want to ship to the sale, you need to go to Creech Horse Transportation. They cover show horses. They cover all the industry and everything. And it's www.creechhorsetransportation.com. They're really good at it. They've got professionals that know what to do with your horses, and they're very, very good, very good company. And then speaking of ground transportation, now we go to air transportation. A lot of people don't realize that horses are transported all over the world, in this country. And like coming to the Breeders' Cup or to the Kentucky Derby, they need horse transportation. And how do they get it? They get it through Tim Duda Corporation. If you go to www.timduda.com, they'll explain everything to you. They got a great service there. They'll tell you where your horse is at. They track your horse and tell you, via phone or internet that your horse has arrived at its destination. And they're really a great company to be with. And so I'm excited to be around them. And then having said all that, we go to how do we feed the horses? We're trying to feed these horses every which way, shape, or form that we can do it. And, it's really tough to do it because you go to a local area and you find out, where in the heck is a feed company here? Do I buy it at the showgrounds, which cost a lot of money, or do I buy it from a dealer? And if you buy it from a dealer, we suggest that you go to hallwayfeeds.com. It's www.hallwayfeeds.com. And they have a lot of great videos that they have on the website. How to feed your horse, when to feed your horse. They tell you a little bit of everything. And so that's what we're trying to do here. And really, even if you're not in the horse business, you go to Hallway Feeds and look at their videos on our website that we have, and you find out just exactly who they are and where they're at. And so that's what I like about our website, is we give you the directions to everywhere you need to go. And then, of course, no company can run without Walmart. I say Walmart, as Joe Biden would say. You got to have Walmart. They're literally in every location in the country where you go to, do the horses or, go to the sales or whatever. And they literally have everything that you need, and that's what I like about it, Walmart. They're everywhere. They're good. They're real professional. And like I said, if you need a pair of jeans or a shirt or a jacket or a hammer or tools or whatever, go to Walmart. They have it there and they can fix you right up there with them. And then one of the my favorite things is living here in the state of Florida. If you go to www.visitflorida.com, they tell you all about Florida. And a lot of times when you get to an area, like say for Ocala area, you get to Ocala to the sales or to the baby races or, just whatever, you go to Ocala for. You click on to FloridaFresh.com and it takes you right to their site. And what I like about it is they tell you what all's around there. The amusement parks, restaurants, hotels, car rentals, you name it, they have it there. And that's what I like. It's www.visitflorida.com. Very good little videos that they have there. And then one of the things that I like and that we're doing every week here in Florida is on our website. Is we've got a lot of good things, that are there. We have the business of the week, the farm of the week, equestrian of the week. And so we all try to get there and get them, all ready to go and make it entertaining for you. You don't have to be a horseman to watch it. And, it's really good about what we do here. We try to provide a variety of things and opportunities, for our people. And one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about today for sure is we're putting together Last Call. Last Call is a segment on our program that talks about all the horses and that are in the sales and where the sales are at and everything. And so I really like that. And so what we're going to start doing now is on IEN, we are going to start auctioning off horses live. We're going to do that live of all breeds. We don't care how many you have. We don't care where you're at. We don't care what breed it is. We want to help you sell your horses. And if you give us a call, I'll be glad to explain it to you. It's an internet auction, so you don't have to go to a sale facility. You can actually sell the horse from your farm. And whether you're small or big, you can still sell your horse on live on an internet auction. And it's a kind of an eBay-style auction, but we've had some success with it last year with the standard breeds. And so what we want to do this year is get everybody involved in our sales. And there's no charge for it either on our sales. It's a free service that we provide. And the way we pay for our production and the things that we do, we have advertisers and we have sponsors. And so we would like to have you call us, give us your name and the farm and the breed of horses you have. And if you want to sell them, we don't care whether it's one or 100. We'll be glad to do it. And what we do with that sale is hopefully you have videos of your horse doing its discipline or, you know, racing or, you know, whatever video you might have. And what we do is we run the sale for a week. We post the horses on our website, and then at the end of the week, you know, at a certain time on the day, we'll close the auction, and we'll announce who bought the auction and who bought the horse and, you know, who is going to be receiving that horse. And it's just a good thing. It's called Last Call, and it's a live internet auction that we have, and we're ready to start as of today. Today, if you call me, we'll get you up and running for your auction and explain to you, you know, just exactly what it is. And remember, you don't have to ship to the sales. You don't have to stable at the sales. You can do it right from your own farm. And that's Last Call on IENTV.org that we have. Now we're getting to the exciting part of my rambling on today. It's called How They Get There in the 2022 Kentucky Derby. And like we said before in past shows, it all starts with the owner. The owner has to decide, you know, what he's going to buy, how much he's going to spend, you know, what state it's bred in, you know, and so he's got to decide that. And once he decides, he gets a little game plan going, you know, of how much he's going to spend. And then the next thing that he has to do is meet his trainer. He's got to go to his trainer and say, you know, this is what I'm thinking. You know, this is the type of horse I want, the bloodline I want. And, you know, we've got several of our things in the sales coming up, you know, that we would like to see happen. Some nice bred horses. You know, see where they're at, how they're standing, how they look, their feet, you know, and get all the information on them. And so once the owner and the trainer collaborate on it, then the next thing they have to worry about is training the horse and getting him on a schedule to the Kentucky Derby. And usually by November 1st at the races, the two-year-old races start running here in America. And it's really interesting to see where they go and where they show up at, and, you know, who's the front runners and you know, that type of thing. And also they start planning out their program to get them to the Derby, whether it's running in Louisiana, Arkansas, California, New Mexico, Florida, Kentucky, New York, Pennsylvania. There's a lot of races out there to prep these horses. And the reason I quoted so many places to run is the fact that the owner and the trainer have to sit down and cherry pick their races. And what I mean by that is they got to find out how they can bring the horse along. A lot of trainers will go to a track and get into a nice main special weight. And, you know, hopefully he wins and then he can move him on. And I'm not saying against anything against any other trackers, but it doesn't matter what track they come from. You know, you got to start somewhere, and you got to start that road, and you got to start getting them experience to get to the Kentucky Derby. And hopefully you can catch a bunch of short fields that have five or six horses, you know, in it, and getting a little experience coming out of the gate and, you know, and racing and getting to that finish line first. And then you take it up another notch and you start looking at allowance races, a lot of good allowance races, you know, to bring a horse along after he breaks his maiden. It gives him a little more experience, pits him against a few more experienced horses, you know, and it's a hard process. And then after you go through the allowance races, you get up to the stake races. And you start really thinking about whether you go to New Orleans to the fairgrounds for the Louisiana Derby, or you go to Hot Springs, Arkansas for the Arkansas Derby. And usually all the tracks they have on the road to the Kentucky Derby have prep races for, like, say, for example, we'll talk about Florida here. For the Florida Derby, they have the Swale Stakes, they have the Fountain of Youth Stakes, and that's pretty much a good prep race for, you know, for the Florida Derby. A lot of Florida Derby horses that come out to go to the Churchill and win in the first Saturday in May. And also that's what the trainer and the owner have to think about. They plan out that map. And the other thing is if something happens, if your horse gets a little injury or has to come out of training for, you know, a week or two, you know, you got to have an alternative plan where to go and how to get there, you know, to get those Derby points for the Derby in 2022. And so there's a lot to that. And then the other thing, you know, that the owners and trainers collaborate on is the blacksmith. You got to have a good blacksmith in order to be at Churchill Downs on the first Saturday in May. And that's a lot of work to, and if you go to our website, we've got Steve Norman on there. It's called the Hoof Inside and Out. And he talks about the horse's feet, what they have to do, how they get their shoes, the whole nine yards. You know, they tell you about it. And so, you know, that's another aspect that the owner and the trainer have to go through. And then they go, a lot of owners and trainers go to the sales to select the horse they want for, you know, for that year, for 2022. And there's a lot of good horse sales around the Fasic Tipton. We have the Black Book, which is for standard breeds. We have some November sale coming up in Lexington, Kentucky, at the Fasic Tipton Arena. It's Tuesday, November 9th. It starts at 2 p.m. It's going to be a long sale because, you know, it'll take most of the afternoon and evening, you know, to see it. They got like 260 horses, you know, in the sale. And what I like about it is you don't have to be a horseman to go to it. If you want some good family entertainment and take the kids out and get some good food and see a lot of the trainers that you see, like Todd Pletcher, D. Wade Lucas, Bob Baffert, you see all these big-time trainers there, you know, at the sales that you could get up close and personal with, you know, go shake their hand and visit with them for a little bit. You know, that's always good. And you never do know. You might end up buying a horse in there. And what I like about it is when you come in to the sales facilities, they have a lot of the catalogs there, the horses that are in the sale, and they're all free. And you can look through them and you know, kind of take a shot at, you know, picking what to go for. We'll go for $1,000 or $1,000,000. And then that's always fun. That's a good family thing to do. You know, there, you get the kids out to see the horses. You can walk around the barns and see them in their stalls. And you can walk around and see them in the walking ring before they go into the sale ring. And you know, it's a fantastic time, you know, to go to the sale. And then, The Next thing that we have on here, we pretty much cleared that all up. Equine transportation is one that I skipped over. We got a good little documentary on equine transportation on there now. And you know, it's funny. People don't realize it, but these horses travel in 18-wheeler trucks. They go up and down, you know, the highway. And you know, I'm sure you pass them on the road. And they're show horses, derby horses, regular horses, you name it, they're there. And so that's one of the things that we try to do, you know, here is talk about how the horses get there and everything. And then after the owners and trainers and everybody have assessed, you know, the ability of the horse and gone over their race record and, you know, how they've done and can they get the mile and a quarter that they run in the Derby is a tough race because it's exactly between a distance race and a sprint. You have 5.5 furlongs, 4.5 furlongs. You go to 6 furlongs, 7 furlongs, mile and an eighth, mile and 16th, mile and a quarter, mile and a half, mile and 3/4, mile and 3/8. There's all kinds of races that, you know, that you prep your horse for. And one of the things that I'd like to tell you about my experience in the Kentucky Derby is back in the early 90s, I worked for a trainer called Shug McGahey. He's one of the best old school trainers in the business and wins a lot of races. He's got a great staff and he's a good person to work for. He really cares about his people and his horses and his family. And so we were sitting around the barn one day talking about we had a horse that we thought would be good enough for the Kentucky Derby. He was named Paulrus, and it's Paulrus. And he's a great horse. And I worked with him every day, and I got excited about his ability and the things that he was getting ready to do. And they always kid me about, hey, Scott, is that your Derby horse? And I said, sure is, buddy. I said, I'll see you the first Saturday in May at Churchill Downs. And so I'm taking all the kidding and all the ribbon over the year. It came down to the point to make the decision to run in the Derby. And it was in April, early April and late March. Everybody got together and they couldn't really figure out, you know, whether to run him or not. They said he probably would need one more race to be fit enough to run in the Derby. So I'm sitting there and I'm going over the condition books that each track puts out. And at the time it was called Dueling Grounds in Kentucky. They had a mile and a half horse race for 3-year-olds and up. So he was running against experienced horses, some European horses. So it was almost an insurmountable race for him to run in. But long story short, the owner, Warner Jones, and the trainer, Steve Penrod and Shug McGahey, decided to run him in the Dueling Grounds race. So we go down to Dueling Grounds, and we're all excited and everything, and it's a tough field. And so I tell Mr. Jones and Mrs. Jones, I said, we're going to win this race. I said, then we're on to the Derby. So they get them, and it's not starting from a gate like you do in the Derby and all the horse races here in this country. It was freestanding, like they do in Europe, and they walk them around, and then they line them up, and then they start the race. Next thing you know, we look in there, Paulus is buried in the pack. You know, we figured he's in a bunch of inexperienced horses. He's inexperienced, and, you know, what in the heck are we going to do, you know, with him? All of a sudden, they hit the head of the stretch, and they got a little bit over a quarter mile to go. He starts to draw away from the field. He's on the lead. And I'm so excited. The owners are excited. We just could not believe it. He wins the race. And it was so exciting, you know. And now we're thinking, you know, we know he could go a mile and a half. And so we're thinking Belmont and then the mile and a quarter for the Derby. And so we got all excited. We ran in the Kentucky Derby with him. We finished fifth, I believe it was. And he got an injury in the Derby. And we laid him off and got him back ready to run. And he had a good season, made $100,000. And then the most exciting part is we found out that he bobbed his head a lot. And bobbing his head like he was doing, we had an old timer tell us that he'd be good over the jumps, over the hurdles. So he got his second career on the hurdles, and he made close to $100,000 there. So he's a very talented, versatile horse. And it was interesting because he was an Indiana bred, not a Kentucky bred, not a Florida bred or New York. He was Indiana bred. He was out of a stallion called Golden Act, and the dam was Mia. And, it was exciting to do it. And that's the whole part of what we do here in the business, whether you're showing horses, whether you're standard breds or going to the sales, it's that journey that gets you there. And that's why we named this segment, How They Get There, the 2020 Kentucky Derby, 22 Kentucky Derby. So we're excited about things like that, and we want to do that for all the people. We would like to have a person that would call us up and have maybe only have one horse, and they're talking about, going to the Olympics with it. We like to document things like that on How They Get There, for all breeds, whether it's one of the exciting parts that we're going to have here soon is going to be about the breeding industry. And the breeding industry is really coming around now here in the States and throughout Europe. And what we want to do is follow the mare from the time she gets in foal to the time the baby's born until time they go to the sales or go to the races. So, that's what we're looking to do. As a matter of fact, records continue to fall at the Fasic Tipton October sale. It had been 22 years since the Fasic Tipton October yearling sale saw Pure Charm, Stormcat, Philly bring record prices, $925,000. That was broken in October 27th. And also, the whole long and short of it is the business has everything that it needs to have, and what we're doing in the industry. The horses are selling good. The horses are racing good. More money. They're giving more money to the racetracks for purse money. It was just a little bit of everything, here. And then as Churchill Downs had a strong quarter last year. A strong quarter, parimutuel wagering on horse racing, as well as improved revenues from sports wagering helped by Churchill Downs Incorporated, transpires to a strong third quarter as the company reported a positive financials on October 27th. For the third quarter of 2021, CDI reported $156.1 million in adjusted earnings, up 28% compared to the third quarter in 2020. That improvement was driven by a record third quarter net revenue for the company of $393 million compared to $337 million in the third quarter of 2022. So these numbers are especially strong for CDI when you consider that the Kentucky Derby presented by Woodford Reserve was contested in the third quarter of 2020 year. As it moved to the first Saturday of September because of the COVID, the Kentucky Derby was moved in the COVID pandemic. This year's Derby returned to its usual second quarter slot, and that was part of the cause for the improvement that they had there. The Derby in the third quarter of 2020, its third quarter reports from CDA opted to compare Twin Spires horse racing handle to the third quarter of 2019 rather than last year, which it reported $113.2 million that was produced there. And the increase in handle was up 30.7%. CDI attributed the increase to the shift in wagering from brick-and-mortar locations to online wagering. And that's why we're telling you about International Equine Network. You can go to the different racetracks. You can go online. You can bet there, with them. And that's why the Internet's so important now, because it makes it more convenient for the equestrian to observe and keep tabs on the industry. They sit down at the computer in the morning, and they go to whatever discipline they're in, and they find out what's going on. And same thing with the thoroughbreds. And the brick-and-mortar situation was what we had before the last few years. Now we've got wagering sites, we've got IEN, we got all kinds of places that you can get links to go to. And so that was interesting, up 30.7% from the brick-and-mortar to the Internet. And it says, TwinSpire saw net revenue from horse racing increase $30.6 million in the third quarter of 2021. With the same quarter in 2019, adjusted earnings were up 56%. It says, while the comparison is significantly impacted by the timing of the Derby, CDI reported adjusted earnings of $20.7 million for TwinSpires in the third quarter of 2021, compared to $32.6 million for the last year's third quarter. So, it was a great thing, to see, that at Churchill. They're kind of the barometer of how the horse industry is going to go for the year. And everybody's stepping up with the better websites, where to bet. They're trying to make it more entertaining and make it like a television program. And hopefully that's what we can do here in 2021, first of November, and first week in November, I'd get some video up for you of me, of all people, me. I'm going to come out of hiding after over a year of doing these podcasts, and you'll see what I look like, and you'll understand why radio fits me better than TV. So and we're going to have some guest hosts on this programming. We're going to have a lot of different reports from companies and different farms, and we'll do the whole nine yards with them, and then we'll do the live streaming and things of that nature. And so that's kind of where we're at here. The show horse industry is bigger. The World Equestrian Center in Ocala, Florida, they're doing very well. In Ocala, in the wintertime, they have over 10,000 horses come there to show in the wintertime. And what I like about it is they've got so many shows around Ocala that if you're a family person or just a single individual wants to go, you can go to all these shows, and 95% of them are free. And that's the good thing. They're all free. They're good to go. Get out there. Call us. Let us know what's going on. And tell us what we do, to get you in the right direction or get you involved into the horse business. One of the things that I would like to see is somebody call in and to start a 4-H horse program up. Just about every county and every city has, one, two, three, or four show horse facilities that have 4-H. And what I like about 4-H is they teach all kinds of skills, disciplines, every discipline in the book. The kids come out, they learn how to take care of horses. They learn responsibility. They learn to show up on time. They learn to do a lot of things. And that's what I like about 4-H. But they're in desperate need right now of farms or people to start a 4-H. And this is a time of year to do it because the holidays are coming up. And at 4-H, they do a lot of things that are horse-oriented towards the holidays. And this Saturday, like I said before, we've got the Halloween Spooktacular here at Sunshine Meadows. It's from 10 to 12. It's free to come to. And we'll have probably 30 or 40 horses that are all dressed up for Halloween. We had Abraham Lincoln 1 year. We had a bride and groom. We had, you name it, these kids really do their horses up good. And it just goes to show you how much they love their horses, but the way they, you know, they treat them and they bring them into the show arena. And also, there's so much that we have here at IEN, you know, that we're trying to get out. We're trying to get out live racing. We're trying to get out live sales. We're trying to get out live, you know, horse shows. I tell you, we got one product that we have on there. It's about Farm of the Week. And if you go to Farm of the Week, we usually have a 20 or 30 minute, you know, video of the Farm of the Week and everything. So we're trying to get all that updated. I've been pretty sick over the last 9 months, battling cancer. And I get my last chemo on Tuesday of next week. And then they're going to evaluate where I stand, and hopefully it'll keep going so we can keep this show going and try to make it a success at what we're doing. So be sure to call in and let us know what's going on with your farm. If you need directions to a farm, if you need whatever, call in, because we got pretty good you know, people here to answer the phone to, you know, give you that information and everything. So International Equine Network is growing. We need to grow, get bigger and better, get some TV and radio host in here, get me off the air, and get us going. And also, that's what I'm excited about, because I see the future. And the future, you know, tells me that we're on the right track doing what we need to do, you know, in order to, you know, promote the equestrian industry, you know, here in the States and around the world. And also, next week I'm going to try to have some live horse shows from Europe. On the site, and unfortunately, when you go to the international videos and programming, we're looking at early in the morning. We're talking about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning that we start. But the great thing about what we do here is what we do post from Europe, you know, and Asia. You click onto it; it may not be live at that time, but it was live early that morning. So you're not missing anything. It's just the fact that it's not live, you know. And so that's what we're doing there. And we hope. Well, I say Anda a lot. I'm going to name a horse Anda. And so I've been getting all excited about the Derby season, about the Breeders' Cup, the Breeders' Crown, the horse show starting in Wellington and the World Equestrian Center here in Florida. I'm just excited about all of it. And don't forget, folks, tune in this weekend to see the Trotters and the Pacers and the 2021 Breeders' Crown races. And also a week from Saturday, which we'll talk next week a lot about the Breeders' Cup, will be the 2021 Breeders' Cup in Del Mar, Florida. And we have horses coming from all over the world to race, and it's going to be a lot of money being given away. A lot of parties, a lot of good things that, you know, you can do. And, you know, most of all, enjoy the race day. Have a barbecue at your house and enjoy the race day. Invite some friends over. Enjoy the race day. It's all free on IENTV.org. So this is Scott Miller, and I'm trying to get like an old Harvey Pack exit, you know, get one of them Hall of Famers exit, but I don't have one yet. So what I'm saying is today, thanks for tuning in. Enjoyed the hour. I rambled a lot. It's all over the place, but that's just me. Guys, equestrians of all breeds, all ages, all countries, have a great weekend and tune in to IENTV.org and BBS Radio next Thursday at 1 o'clock.